Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the Cane Show. CLR, this is CLR. Thank you for joining me today. Wednesday, talk show. Morning. We'll check it out for the Wednesday. Mark Davis Kip, former NFL money back, for the ever going to the Cardinals. The sun came hit. We'll talk about that. And a lot more to do. Can you believe the Saints are still winning and whining? They're whining. Their feet supporters are whining. Some guy named Josh Petkinside, whining. Jeff Coach, Josh Pace, whining. We're going to get into that too. Like I said, this is a game that is brought to you by the one, the only, the Duro, the Raw and Tobacco, the official watch party location for the big game on Sunday. Get your sticks, 10% off. Some restrictions do apply, but get your sticks, 10% off. Just by mentioning PLR of the Cave Show sent you. Become a locker member, become a club member. Get your locker bags directly up to a humidor. You never have to worry about your sticks going bad. Never, ever, never. You can get them to go. You can stay there. You can watch one of the many, many big screen televisions they have. And believe me, on Sunday, it will be packed. They have the Phoenix Open on first. I'm sorry, the Open out at the TPC here in Scottsdale, followed by the big game. And listen, let me tell you something. I've been there for just about every one of these for the last 6 years. It is fun. It is going on. There will be food. There will be fun. There will be a little bit of everything. And like I said, the best part is you get your sticks 10% off. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights. That's 4901 South Alma School in Chandler. Get down there and let them know that PLR sent you, and it'll take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. Like I said, Marcel's ship is scheduled to call us in about another 6-7 minutes. So we're waiting on that, laboring or looking for that call. Again, welcome one, welcome all to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Okay. You can tell it's coming by the tone of my voice. So Roger Goodell, a few minutes ago, finally spoke. So everybody can now get ready to criticize him. And we all know I'm not one of his biggest fans. But I'm real. What the hell did you expect him to say? What the hell did you think he was going to say? Saints fans, you know what? We're going to postpone the Super Bowl until you guys can make up this game. We're going to do a makeup game. So we're going to postpone the Super Bowl. And we're going to do a makeup game picking up from where the ref made the egregious error. And we're going to allow you to finish this game. We'll see what happens. We'll pick up the flag. We'll put the flag back down. We'll restart the clock. You can now run the clock out and see if there's any way possible that your kicker comes back, kicks a field goal. And then once that's decided, if you win, we will allow an extra week for you to prepare and we'll move the game. Or, no. Better yet, why don't you do this? You and the Rams come back down into the Super Bowl. Get out here to Atlanta, New Orleans, get all your players together, fly out to Atlanta really quick. We'll replay. We'll line up at about 10 a.m. and we'll replay starting with the flag, with the penalty. If you win, then later on that day, you go on and you play for the Super Bowl against the Patriots. But if the Rams go on and find a way to come back and win, then they will go ahead and play for the Super Bowl. How about that? Now, we all know damn well that's not what he said. Basically, what he said was, this is a game that is refed by humans, and humans make mistakes. That's basically what he said. So there will be no remake. There will be no do-over. He's not going to use his executive power to allow a replay of the game or to pick up from where the game left off. I'm just tired of the whining. It's over. I've laid out the reasons how you could have won this game, but you didn't do that. I'm going to interrupt my own whining right now because our guest is on the line. As you know, all calls are made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Former Arizona Cardinal running back. And if y'all don't remember him, boy, he used to get off. Had that speed, had that power. He's going to talk to us about football. He's going to talk to us about the Super Bowl. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR, Marcel Schiff. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate having you.
Sorry, Paul. It's Lou. I thought maybe I wasn't sure if your guest was coming on. I just wanted to get him before your guest arrived.
Oh, please feel free, Lou. I'm sorry. You know what? I hit the wrong thing. I may have disconnected him. So yeah. Please, talk to me, buddy. How are you?
Boy, I'm glad I'm not the only one who's ever done that. All right. Well, as you know, I know it's a little bit early maybe taking predictions because it's only Wednesday, but how does the Rams' offense stack up to the Patriots' defense? I mean, the way I see it, I don't think Goff can stack up to Brady.
Well, no one can stack up to Brady. You know what I mean? That's kind of no one can. But
yeah.
Here's what has to happen, I think. And you know what? I'm going to hold you off actually picking until Friday because we're going to do a shotgun pick. So we're going to have some rapid people calling in just to pick. But they can, unless they do one or two things. They have to get pressure up the middle with Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh without having the blitz. If they can push the pocket in and collapse the pocket from the inside on consistently on Tom Brady, we all know Tom Brady is not going to scramble around to his right and his left
and
throw passes. We already know that. So if they can do that, they can stay in the game. Defensive or offensively, let's see what McVay has, because Belichick is going to give Goff something he's never seen. You can count on that. You can know that's going to happen. So it's just a matter of what is he going to give him that he hasn't seen, and how does he react to what he's never seen before.
Yeah, because I really don't see him standing much of a chance.
I definitely think they have a chance. Think about it. Last year, who gave the Eagles a chance?
Not very many. I've heard early predictions that most people are taking, the Patriots.
Yes, they are favored. They are favored to win.
Yeah, but I mean, people I've been speaking with, and the majority, are saying that, and only a small handful are taking the Rams.
Well, because the last time we saw the Patriots play, we saw Brady doing it again in overtime. You know that thing that Brady does? Yeah, so we saw him doing that again in overtime. So it's kind of hard. If that's your last memory of him, it's kind of hard not to. And then when you think back even to last year's Super Bowl, what did he pass for? Almost 500, if not 500 yards?
Yes.
And And then the time before that, we saw him in the Super Bowl. He was erasing a 28-3 deficit against the Atlanta Falcons. So the last three Super Bowls that we can remember Brady playing, recent Super Bowls, because he's been in all three, it's only been positive. So how do you bet against him?
Well, I wouldn't say last year's positive because, after all, last year they lost.
True. But they didn't lose because of Brady. He threw over 500 yards. I mean,
yeah, loss is a loss.
Yeah, but it wasn't his fault. Just like I go back to Watson when he played for Clemson. When he left the field,
right, okay,
they were winning. When he left the field the second time, they were winning. But fortunately, he left the field with no time on the clock, so Alabama couldn't come back. But Lou, do that rapid for me on Friday. I do have Marcel calling in right now, so I do want to jump over. All right, buddy.
All right.
Good catching up with you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Now I'm going to – thank you, sir. I'm going to give this introduction one more time. This man who ran hard with the Cardinals. Like I said, if you don't remember, you better pull up YouTube. Incredible player. Good to have him on. Going to talk Super Bowl with him. Like I said, all calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. On with us right now, Marcel Shipp. Marcel, this is on with PLR. Appreciate you calling in.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
Yeah. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. So you missed my rant. So I'm going to give you a brief bit of it because I want your opinion. Roger Goodell just got on and gave his little meet the media that he does, you know, the Wednesday before the Super Bowl. And, of course, the first thing he was asked was about the Saints. And his comment was, humans make mistakes, and this was a terrible mistake. But he's not going to use his power to replay a game or replay part of a game. I think it's the worst non-call that I can remember seeing in a game. But there are some things that the Saints could have done after that to have still won the game. Their defense gave up 40 yards in like 40 seconds to let L.A. get in field goal range. They got the ball first in overtime. They threw an interception. And then Zerline kicked a 57-yard field goal. That's not a gimme. So I understand why they're upset, but these billboards and the whining, we're still talking about the Saints instead of the Patriots and the Rams. Am I being unfair to the Saints, or I'm saying they're a bad soap opera now? Stop whining.
I agree with you to a certain extent. You know, the game is over. There's no such thing as replaying the game. But, you know, this is going to the Super Bowl. This call was a terrible call by all means. Every way you look at it, every way you cut it, it was a terrible call, and it's a call that should have been made. It's two flags on the play. You know, it should have been made, but it wasn't. And the Rams, I mean, like you said, the Saints had a chance, you know, to go out and finish the game in overtime, but they didn't. They let that call affect them so much that they couldn't even focus on the job to get to close the deal with the Rams. And I think that's the bigger thing that the Saints have to look at as well, is that, you know, even though it was a bad call, it's going to be bad calls all through the game. And I know this was a critical call, don't get me wrong. But they had an opportunity to go back out and finish the game, and they didn't because they were so affected by this call they couldn't believe it. And it's not like they were treated unfair. But this is the NFL, man. You know, you got to go to the basketball. They're good calls and bad calls. You have to recover, and you have to go back out and finish the task at hand. And I think that, you know, they let that affect them way too much. They threw most of the game. And
I agree with you because Sean Payton is the head coach. Complaining about the call after it ended, I get you. But now you complained on the kickoff. Then you complained on it while the Rams had the ball. Then you complained during the dead ball leading to overtime. Then you complained when you guys had the ball on offense. You're the leader of that team. And if your team constantly sees you complaining, their focus is on you complaining, thinking that they're done wrong, instead of you saying, screw it. We got screwed. Bad call. We got the ball. Drive it down their throats. Let's win the game and go home. And I just don't think he did that. I think it affected the team.
It did. You know, And now being on the coaching side, you know, I coached for a few years, and being on the coaching side, your players feed off you, just like you said. And he's been coaching way too long, you know, just to keep letting that affect his team. You know, when they see that negative energy coming from the head coach, they believe they're victims now. And that's how they played the rest of that game, as victims, and the Rams stepped up and finished the game.
The example I gave was last week during the game. I thought one of the kids on my team got fouled shooting a layup. So this week, before the game starts, I'm going to ask if we can get a replay back to the layup. No, I'm going to tell him, be quiet. Keep balling. Game's not over with that foul. Keep balling. So the more I hear that whining, I'm like, no, be quiet. You don't talk to refs. We talk to refs,
exactly.
And I'm not talking to them because you know what? You fouled someone earlier in this game, and they didn't call it. Let it go.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Exactly. Let it go. Move on. Let's finish the game.
That's my take on the Super Bowl. But now speaking of the Super Bowl, the real Super Bowl, not this same stuff that's dominated everything for the last 10 days. When you look at the Rams, you look at the Patriots, we know Tom Brady is going to be favored because he's Tom Brady, and Belichick's going to be favored because it's Belichick. But what can the Rams do to beat this team?
No, I think the Rams just have to stay with their game plan. Like the first, he's going to be with Donald and Sue front. I think if they could keep pressure on Brady, that's going to be the key to them winning this game because, you know, Brady doesn't like to get hit. When he gets hit, you know, he starts letting the ball go a lot quicker than he needs. So with both guys up front,
Marcel, are you there? I think we're hitting some data. I'm not sure if we lost you or not.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Sorry about that. I can now. What were you saying now about them getting pressure up front?
Okay, yeah. I was just saying that I think the key to the game is going to be Donald and Sue up front putting pressure on Brady because, you know, putting pressure on Brady, that's the way you beat him. You know, you let him sit back there, he'll pick you apart, and Belichick will draw some stuff up, and they'll just tear you apart. But with those two guys applying pressure and the guy coming up the edge, I think – you know, applying pressure to Brady will get you a victory.
Offensively, we know that the Rams have been pretty much a machine up until probably the last week or two of the season. What do you think Belichick's going to give Goff that he hasn't seen? Because every time he has, I hate to call it raw meat, but raw meat, quarterbacks look confused when they've never looked confused. What do you think he's going to do to Goff to try to get him off his game?
You know, I think they're going to get a bunch of different looks. You know, last week was, you know, the junkyard type of look with the two down defensive linemen, everyone else just walking around, and you really don't know where the pressure is going to come from. So it's going to be up to Goff to, you know, make the right call, get his linemen on the right guys, and identifying that Mike linebacker so everyone's blocking up front the correct way and everyone's on the same page. But I think he's going to apply pressure from all different types of angles, and he's going to mix it up really good on the guy. And I hope he has his thinking cap on.
who do you have in this game?
I'm going to go with the Patriots, man. I'm going to go with the Patriots. Like you said, it's really hard to go against Brady and Belichick. You know, they've been a duo for so long, and, you know, I just see them finishing this season off the right way. So I'm going to go with the Patriots.
You know, there's always one guy in the Super Bowl that we never expect to do anything that does something special. If you had to pick just one guy that you think could be that guy, I think they should call it the Larry Brown Award from back when he did all that with Dallas and then went up there and got a crazy paycheck from the Raiders.
That's right.
who gets the Larry Brown Award, you think, this year in the Super Bowl?
You know, to me, the X factor, the kid Hogan, the receiver Hogan, man, because he makes a lot of big catches at times, but he's never the focal point. But I think he's the guy that's going to have to really step up and take some of that pressure off the other receivers, and especially with them losing Gordon early in the year, so he's really got to fill up some big shoes. So I think he's going to step up this week, and Brady likes him as a target. So I think he's going to be the guy.
On the Cave Show with PLR, former Arizona Cardinal Marcel Shipp. Okay, so I want to bring this back around here locally. Cardinals coaching change. They blew Wilkes out, brought in Kingsbury. I wasn't necessarily a fan per se. I always think unless there's something ridiculous that happens, you should always give an NFL coach at least 2 years. I've always felt that way because, especially when you think of things that were schematic and how they should, you know, how they have to get their guys in to run their schemes. But we're past that point now. Do you think that he can do a good job with some of the young talent they have? And with that being said, where do you think the Cardinals should go next in the draft to add to some of this young talent that they're going to really need to get better?
You know, I'm praying that he is. I'm praying that he's the guy to come in. You know, he's a younger guy. I hope he brings some energy. That's one thing that I didn't see from the Cardinals this year, is a lot of energy and excitement, and, you know, that they lacked a lot of fire this year. And I hope this guy can really get them going. You know, I think maybe going younger would be something is different for the Cardinals. And, you know, it's been a trend now. These younger coaches have been successful. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, like I said, I just hope he can bring a fire spark to them to get these guys going, because the talent's there, but they do have to develop up front. And that's where I'm going next. I think they need to attack that offensive line immediately in free agency, in the draft, every way they can bring these guys in, because that's always been the downfall of the Cardinals up front. You know, they have all different starters coming in, coming out. If they could get some type of offensive line that can gel together well and be there for at least a year together, you know, because we see guys coming in and out just for different games. So I think up front is going to be the key to the Cardinals' success. So,
do you think if the offensive line is bad again this year, Steve Keim, who played offensive line as an offensive lineman and has struggled really getting offensive linemen in, do you think some of that heat is going to start to get on him if this is a year they can't get a good offensive line?
I think so. You know, like, I have a great relationship with Steve, and I know he's working hard to get these guys in. And, it has to come back to someone. It's not going to come back on the owners. It's going to come back on the GM to the head coach. And it's their jobs to get these guys in, and that's the jobs that they signed up for. So they have to take responsibility for it.
You've done so much. I've checked out some of your stuff. You coach everybody. You mentor kids. You do all these things. On the Dave Show, PLR, on the Kerry Lackey Law Line, Marcel Shipp. Marcel, talk about some of the stuff. You used to coach and you still coach. Obviously, I see you every Saturday. Talk about what it's like to work with these kids and to work with other folks, and just talk about some of the things that you have going on.
Yeah, you know, I've coached the NFL for 2 years with the Jets, and I get more fulfillment coaching these younger kids, man. You know, because you get to reach them at an age where they're not tainted yet. They didn't drink the soup yet. You know, they didn't drink the tea yet. And you get to mold their minds and, you know, and really get them to understand, like, this is a sport that you have to respect. And, you know, and just really just, you can see, just seeing them grow as athletes is a joy for me. You know, I've been running a football camp, the Marcel Shipp football camp, for 12 years now. And I did my first one here in Arizona last year, but it's been in Paterson, New Jersey, where I'm from, along with my nonprofit called Fourth and Inches. And, you know, we just work with kids and underprivileged kids, you know, just trying to do book bag drives, turkey drives for their families, sponsorships with it for teams when their parents really can't afford to get them into sports and things that way. And I just started a nonprofit out here in Arizona called the Crane Foundation. And we're doing the same thing. I'm reaching out to families that are, you know, the probably don't have the money, the extra money to get their kids on that sports team, to get the kids the sneakers, the shoes, the apparel that they need, the proper equipment that they need to perform. And just offering my guidance. You know, I've been there, I've done it. I've been on both sides coaching the playing. So I have a lot of knowledge of the game and just sports in general and how to carry yourself and how to develop into a great student athlete first. But like I said, I just want to be hands-on with kids, and it's a fulfillment for me, man. I really love it.
Well, that's real good. My photographer is funny. She, you know, she doesn't get too excited over anything. I told her you were going to be on the show today, and she was like, she's from New York. She's like, he's the coach of the Jets. Just completely glossed over the fact you played for the Cardinals and you were in the NFL. Said he's the coach of the Jets. I'm definitely going to listen. tell them that I'm listening today. I'm like, wow, she never says anything about any guest. And you on the show, and you got her attention. So I just wanted to let you know that. She's out everywhere. We're at events left and right. She's taking a photograph of just about every sports team in this valley. You come on the air, and she wanted to send a shout out. So I had to let you know that.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's that East Coast love, man.
Yeah.
I'm judging myself, so that's the East Coast love. I know where she's coming from.
Yeah, no doubt. The only favor I have to ask you, though, is I think a lot of folks, obviously, they don't know this, but we both coach in the same basketball league out in Gilbert. If you want me to, I got some gift cards if you want me to give your son. So on Saturdays, he could go when they're playing us and go, like, to, you know, Famous Jake's or something and skip the game that week if you have anything, you know. And anytime you need, I'll shoot him your way, but it can only be on Saturdays right about tip-off.
And you know what? He'll love that, but I think he's going to pass. He loves the game, man.
I'm just trying to help. Anytime you need, let me know. All right.
Only work on Saturdays.
All right. On the way on Saturday. Only work Saturdays from 1:30 to 3:30. And after that, they void them out.
They void out? I love it.
They void out. Yep, it's a 2-hour
all
free. So anytime you need one, all right, just let me know. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you with the stuff that you do and how they can reach out to your charities.
Yeah, sure. I'm on Facebook, Marcel Shipp. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Shipp 5. I have a foundation page on McLaren Foundation.com. And I'm actually fourthandinches.com as well. But my IG is the best way to get in contact with me. If you can just DM me anything that you need, anything that you want, your thoughts, anything that way. But like I said, IG is Mr. Shipp 5.
Yo, my brother, I appreciate you hopping on, giving me a few minutes today. And I will see you Saturday. And like I said, I'll have those passes with me just in case.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you Saturday.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, now take care. That was a great Marcel Shipp. Good to have him on the Cave Show with PLR on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Good dude, man. Good dude. Does a lot with the kids. And like I said, both of our kids play in the same basketball league. And just trying to, you know, help kids out by let them do other things on Saturdays, necessarily play against my team, anything I need to do.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the Cave with PLR.
They came that close last night. The Suns came that close last night. And when I tell you that close, I mean that close. That close. They balled out. They came that close. But in the end, Rudy Gay, over good defense by Kelly Oubre Jr. It wasn't hand down, man down. It was good offense, beats good defense. The best part about last night, and I know everyone's going to say, oh, here we go again with that, but the Suns competed. All the way through, they competed. Listen, when you only won 11 games all year, and two of them are against the Dallas Mavericks, that means you've only beat 9 other teams all season. At this point, all you can ask for every night is for a team to compete, and that's exactly what they did. On the road against the Spurs, all coming off of a road trip, you don't expect the Suns to win. The Spurs, I don't get into spreads in basketball because I think basketball spreads are a joke because a fouling game at the end of the game could 4-point win to 9-point win. So, but the Suns came in 13-point dogs last night on the road, and it took a buzzer beater to beat them. So this, I think this is all everyone wants. They want the Suns to continuously compete. Get healthy and compete. Tomorrow, we got my brother Ed Smith on. He knows something about Atlanta, the city, and the Falcons, because he was in the Super Bowl, played for those Dirty Birds. He's on tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to keep him coming all week. We're not going to stop. If I were Puffy, I'd say can't stop, won't stop, but I'm not Puffy, so I'm not going to say can't stop, won't stop, even though I just said can't stop, won't stop. And there's so much basketball stuff I want to get into before the week is over. I'll give you who I think should be the reserves in the All-Star game tomorrow. We'll talk about all that stuff. AAF football is coming up, so we're going to get into a little bit of that next week after the Super Bowl. ASU versus a team down in Tucson tomorrow, so we're going to touch on a little bit of that tomorrow. There is so much to get into over the next week. This is the most fun time. Please don't forget that we're having a watch party for the big game on Sunday over at Maduro's, Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chatham Heights. We'll definitely be in the house. Maybe tomorrow the Saints will stop whining. Maybe they'll stop wasting their money on billboards. Maybe they'll realize that this whole time while they're whining, maybe that's why AD wants to leave. Like, man, get me out of this whiny town. I wonder if that's why. Not sure. Thank you, Martha Fellowship, for joining us today. Appreciate it greatly. Lou, our buddy from the East Coast, thank you for giving a call in. I bet that's the best introduction you ever had. You would have had to listen to the show, know what I'm talking about, but you can go back in and listen again if you missed that part. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan page, at The Sports Cave. Caves with a K. TheSportsCave.com website. Make sure you stay on there checking it out. Again, with the K. And you can get me on the Twitter. And that's PLR on sports. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining. This has been The Cave Show with PLR. Everyone have a good rest of your hump day. Talk to you tomorrow.